Blog Talk Radio.
Why the fancy red suit, Mr. Poole?
Well, that's because it's Christmas Day, Dopinder.
And I'm after someone on my naughty list.
You're probably thinking, this was a superhero movie, but that guy in the suit just turned that other guy into a fucking kebab.
Surprise! This is a different kind of superhero story. To tell it right, we gotta take you back before I squeeze this ass into spandex.
Mr. Wilson.
You've recently been diagnosed with terminal cancer.
We can fight this.
What if I told you we can cure you and give you abilities most men only dream of?
I'd say that you sound like an infomercial, but not a good one, like Slap Chop, more shake weighty.
If I never see you again, know that I love you.
When I'm finished, your mutated cells will heal anything.
But you still think we're making you a superhero? We're making you a super slave. Oh, come on.
You're gonna leave me all alone here with Jose Canseco?
Whatever they did to me made me totally indestructible and completely unfuckable.
You look like the inside of other people's assholes.
I didn't ask to be super, and I'm no hero. But when you find out your worst enemy is after your best girl, the time has come to be a fucking superhero.
Right up Main Street!
Okay, I'm here to talk about Deadpool, much awaited. New movie from Fox, Marvel property. Starring Ryan Reynolds, who's been pushing for this movie for a while now. And of course, the last time we saw Deadpool in a movie was in X-Men's Origin Wolverine, and they kind of butchered Deadpool, and Ryan Reynolds did play Deadpool in that movie, and people weren't too happy with it. So now you get a chance to try to do Deadpool right. Okay, so now Deadpool, like I said, popular Marvel character, created in the 90s, and then he's called the Merc with the Mouth because he's a merc. He breaks down the fourth wall in his comics, like he'll talk to the audience, and he's self-aware to the fact that he's a comic book character, and crazy. So, this movie, what we have here is Ryan Reynolds playing Wade Wilson, a former Special Forces soldier who goes around doing jobs for people, and you know, meets a young lady in Marina Bacula, I hope I didn't butcher her name too much, who plays a copycat in the movie. Also goes by Vanessa. So they have a, you know, crazy relationship, and everything's fine and dandy until Wade Wilson discovers that he's dying of cancer. And of course now the romance is going to go away, you know, and everybody's so sad, but someone comes to Wade Wilson and says, you know, we can cure you of your cancer and give you abilities and make you like a superhero. So he goes about it in order to you know, save his life so he can be with the woman he loves, but he gets with this program. Now, the comic book, it was called the Weapon X program. They never mentioned it by name here, but when he gets there, he finds out they're trying to trigger latent mutant abilities. So he comes back to being a mutant. But, you know, they are experimenting on people so then they can control them, make them into slaves, and sell them off to high bidders. So, the person that runs this this place. It's called Ajax, played by Ed. I think it's Ed Skarrick. Last time I saw him was in the last Transporter movie. So, you know, he's a sadistic guy who experiments on Wade Wilson and leaves him to a point where his body can heal anything and everything. But he's also left totally disfigured and left for dead. So now that everybody thinks that Deadpool is dead, Wade Wilson, he wants to get his revenge and he wants to get himself fixed. So he sets out to get back at Ajax and this organization that did him wrong. Now, throughout the course of the movie, he goes on violent killing streaks, okay? Which is why it's an R-rated movie, which is what Deadpool is. This is what people wanted. The things they wanted about this movie, they wanted a lot of violence, and they wanted a lot of humor, you know, potty humor, dirty humor, whatever. Now, because it's a Fox property, and everybody wants to have a shared universe, they throw in some X-Men. In this case, Colossus. You know, like Fox hasn't really used Colossus much. He's been in some of the X-Men movies, but you rarely saw him. So I guess they figure, let's use Colossus. We haven't used him. But then they wanted to give him, excuse me, a sidekick. So they bring out a mutant character that I think made like one appearance in the comic book and died. Negasonic Teenage Warhead. Crazy name is that. So they give him like a protege, and they go out to stop Deadpool from the violence and destruction he's doing that's causing the public to be in danger. And so, that puts everybody in conflict. Deadpool's trying to get back at the people who did him wrong. Colossus wants to stop him. And Ajax, also with the help of Angel Dust, his right-hand woman, you know, helping him do all this crazy stuff. They get a hold of Deadpool's woman, so they can stop Deadpool because he's going on a violent killing streak. And there are other characters in this movie. T.J. Miller plays Weasel. He runs this bar where all the mercs and all the bad people hang out at and stuff. And because Deadpool is disfigured and really don't want anybody to see him, he moves in with a woman named Blind Owl. Played by Leslie Argus, and she's blind, so she really don't know how just grotesque he is. And you know, he's just like a burn victim, but yeah, he's supposed to be totally grotesque. And Angel Dust is played by Gina Carano. And there are a lot of other people that show up in this movie. Even Stan Lee makes a cameo. Oh, sorry. Nothing you can do about that, but getting to how I feel about the movie. I thought the movie was entertaining. I don't know if it's one of the greatest comic book movies I've seen, but, you know, it does deliver on what it says. I mean, some of the violence scenes are pretty fucking violent. And, you know, the humor, it's up to you what kind of humor you like. I found some things to be real funny, some things weren't as funny, but, you know, I knew what they was going for. And he does talk to the audience a lot. He makes fun of his own career as Ryan Reynolds. And they make fun of the X-Men. They make fun of the fact that they tried to do Deadpool in another movie. So, I mean, they just do everything to let you know that wink at you that you're in on the joke and this is all a joke, but we're giving you the movie you've been wanting. So I'm going to float between a full price and a matinee. Now, for the real older people, this may not be the movie for you. I know that the young people will eat this stuff up with a biscuit. And, but, you know, you gotta, if you don't necessarily like violence, then this is not the movie for you. If you don't have a problem with violence and you crave it, this is going to give it to you in tenfolds over. So, that's my opinion on Deadpool. I hope what I said make any sense to you, because I'm still trying to figure it out myself. But probably going to see it again. And there's some post-credit scenes. It showed us one at the screening. But I hear there's a second one that I guess you won't be able to see until the movie comes out. So I'm going to go try to see this in IMAX and see how it translates in IMAX. And this is probably going to get a sequel. So that's it for Deadpool. I will see you not too long for the next movie. Until then, later.
We can't allow this, Deadpool.
I don't have time for your X-Men bullshit, Colossus.
Besides, nobody's getting hurt.
That guy was up there before we got here.
Knock, knock, open
it. I played a lot of roles. Damsel in Distress ain't one of them.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
Have you seen this man?
I never say this, but don't swallow.
Shit. Did I leave the stove on?
Give it to you.
Yeah, you're way too much dude for me. That's why I brought him.
I mean, that's why I brought her?
Oh, no, finish your tweet.
That's fine. Just give us a second.
Go get her, Tiger.
Oh, I so pity the dude who pressures her into prom sex.
Extra, give it to you.